parades of those who might be ambitious. But give us, O God, the men and the women, the leaders, who will have tongues set afire by Thee, that spirits that glow, and with a will to follow the Christ. Guide every deliberation this day, and guide us to the end that what we decide and what we do shall truly magnify the Christ, whose right it is to reign. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Florida Chapel.
Mr. President, brethren of the convention, I have asked the members of our committee on boards to present these nominations. When they have finished, there will be a motion to cover the entire report. H.L. Arthur, Virginia, nominations on the executive committee.
The following nominations for executive committee: T.K. Rucker, Arkansas, term expiring 1958. Kendall Berry, Arkansas, term expiring 1958. Paul A. Meigs, California, term expiring 1958. Edward H. Pruden, District Columbia, term expiring 1958. Homer G. Lindsay, Florida, term expiring 1958. Frank A. Hooper, Georgia, term expiring 1958. A. B. Hawes, Georgia, 1958, James M. Baldwin, Illinois, 1958, J. Winston Pierce, Maryland, 1958, Doug W. Douglas Hudgens, Mississippi, 1958, W. A. Buckner, Missouri, 1958, Douglas M. Branch, North Carolina, 1958, R. Archie Ellis, South Carolina, 1958, G. Allen West, Jr., Tennessee, 1958, Carr P. Collins, Sr., Texas, 1958, J. Carroll Chadwick, Texas, 1958, John W. Wood, Virginia, 1958, W. Curtis English, Virginia, 1958, A. Judson Burrow, additional for Georgia, 1958.
George A. Ritchie, Louisiana, for Foreign Mission and Home Mission Boards.
Nominations for the Foreign Mission Board: Samuel E. Maddox, Maddox, Alabama, term expiring 1958. James R. Staples, Arizona, term expiring 1958. Clifton A. Forrester, Georgia, term expiring 1958. J. H. Kaiser, Mississippi, term expiring 1958. A. A. Dulaney, New Mexico, term expiring 1958. V. Ward Barr, North Carolina, term expiring 1958. C. Murray Fuquay, Oklahoma, term expiring 1958. James N. Morgan, Texas, term expiring 1958. M.B. Carroll, Texas, term expiring 1957. James A. Kennedy, Tennessee, term expiring 1957. Howard P. Giddens, Georgia, term expiring 1958. Local members: Mrs. Kenneth E. Burt, Virginia, term expiring 1958. Mrs. Clyde V. Hickerson, Virginia, term expiring 1958. Perry Mitchell, Virginia, term expiring 1958. John Moore Lewis, Virginia, term expiring 1958. Mrs. Earl Brown, Virginia, term expiring 1958. Elton L. Phillips, Virginia, term expiring 1958, and P. Earl Wood, Virginia, term expiring 1957. The following members are nominated for membership on the Home Mission Board. Roy C. Matthews, Arizona, term expiring in 1958. Lord L. Honeycutt of Arkansas, term expiring 1958. A.J. Hyatt, California, term expiring in 1958. Frank K. Brazington, District of Columbia, term expiring in 1958. Jordan W. Holland, Georgia, term expiring in 1958. James Horton, Louisiana, term expiring in 1958. Boyce Brooks, North Carolina, term expiring in 1958. R.W. Major, South Carolina, term expiring in 1958. John M. Wright of Texas, term expiring in 1958. Louis F. Kennedy of Georgia, term expiring in 1958. The local members, the terms are expiring in 1958 except when indicated. A. Raymond Anderson of Georgia. Durwood V. Kaysen of Georgia. Henry F. Barksdale of Georgia. W. Bertram King of Georgia. L. E. Smith of Georgia. Mrs. Clinton H. Whetstone of Georgia. Paul F. James of Georgia, term expiring in 1957. Clarence S. Sessions of Georgia, term expiring in 1956. And Lewis M. Clark of Georgia, term expiring in 1956.
The Sunday School Board nominations, Relief and Annuity, Robert D. Hughes, California.
Belock Davis, Alabama, term expiring 1958. Cecil J. Pearson, California, 58. A.B. Carvin, Kentucky, 58. L.A. Doyle, New Mexico, 58. M.O. Owens, Jr., North Carolina, 58. Anson Justice, Oklahoma, 58. O.K. Webb, South Carolina, 58. W. Landon Miller, Texas, 58. Frank Hughes, Jr., Virginia, 58. Stanley Jordan, Louisiana, term expiring 1956. S. Lewis Morgan, Jr., District of Columbia, 56. Harold E. Tallett, Kentucky, 56. Leslie S. Williams, additional for Georgia, term expiring in 1958. For the local members of the Sunday School Board, Henry F. Todd, Tennessee, 58. Paul G. Kirkland, Tennessee, 58. R. E. Grimsley, Tennessee, 58. J. H. Stevens, Tennessee, 58. R. Burton Stoddard, Tennessee, 58. George R. Williams, Tennessee, 58. R. T. Martin, Tennessee, 1956. For the Relief and Annuity Board, James P. Westbury, Georgia, 1958. C. Carlton Weatherton, Kentucky, 58. Roy D. Gresham, Maryland, 58. Cecil P. Logan, Missouri, 58. J. Melvin Ray, New Mexico, 58. J. Larry Mayo, North Carolina, 58. Thomas A. Patterson, Texas, 58. Bruce H. Price, Virginia, 58. Dr. Albert Howard, additional for Georgia, term expiring 1958. For the local members of the Relief and Annuity Board, Ben C. Ball, Texas, 58. Buell R. Crouch, Texas, 58. E. G. Brown, Texas, 58. J.M. Higginbotham, Jr., Texas, 58. Clara H. Zachary, Texas, 58. And Harold G. Baisden, Texas, 1958.
The Southern Seminary trustees were elected yesterday. H. Franklin Pascal, Kentucky, reporting on 4 seminaries.
Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, J.H. Buchanan, Alabama, 1960. Archie E. Brown, Illinois, 60. J.E. Raines, 60. J.E. Raines, Missouri, 60. A.D. Foreman, Tennessee, 60. A.J. Holt, Texas, 57. O.L. Bayless, Arkansas, 56. At large, William Fleming, Texas, 60. J.H. Steger, Texas, 56. Homer Covey, Texas, 56. J.T. Luther, Texas, 57. Howard Butt, Jr., Texas, 58. E.C. Brown, Oklahoma, 1960. New Orleans Seminary, Grady C. Coffin, Oklahoma, 1960. S.H. Jones, South Carolina, 60. Wiley Johnson, Texas, 60. Pierce S. Ellis, Virginia, 60. Local, T.J. DeLauder, Mississippi, 60. Lloyd Lewis, Louisiana, 60. Golden Gate Seminary, M.P. German, District of Columbia, 60. Orville R. Corker, Louisiana, 60. Paul M. Thorpe, Maryland, 60. John W. Raley, Oklahoma, 60. A.C. Queen, Illinois, 57. Local, L. McGray, California, 60. C.F. Harwell, California, 60. Southeastern Seminary, Earl B. Eddington, Florida, 60. E.E. Garland, Maryland, 60. A.E. Tibbs, South Carolina, 60. F.F. Brown, Tennessee, 60. Local, W. Perry Crouch, North Carolina, 60. Broder C. Jones, North Carolina, 60.
Klein L. Weiss, Maryland. Southern Baptist Hospital, Southern Baptist Foundation, Education Commission.
Nominations for Southern Baptist Hospital. Roland A. Smith, Arizona, 58. W. H. Hicks, Arkansas, 58. Malcolm Knight, Florida, 58. George Raglan, Kentucky, 58. Sam Hunter, Louisiana, 58. John E. Barnes, Mississippi, 58. John W. Randall, New Mexico, 58. Dr. George H. Moore, South Carolina, 56. Local, New Orleans, William T. Camel, Louisiana, 58. B.B. Jones, Louisiana, 58. S.R. Morgan, Louisiana, 58. Philip Farnsworth, Louisiana, 56. Local, Jacksonville, Cecil Carroll, Florida, 58. W.K. Hatcher, Florida, 58. James A. Stewart, Florida, 58. Nominations for Southern Baptist Foundation. Miss Edith Stokely, WMU, Tennessee, 58. William T. Camel, Southern Baptist Hospital, Louisiana, 58. Evan T. Watkins, New Orleans Seminary, Louisiana, 58. Guy Rutland, Jr., Golden Gate Seminary, Georgia, 57. Robert L. Palmer, Relief and Annuity Board, Tennessee, 57. J. Thomas Bryan, Christian Life Commission, Tennessee, 57. Norman W. Cox, Historical Commission, Tennessee, 58. Orrin Cornett, Education Commission, Tennessee, 58. Henry F. Todd, Sunday School Board, Tennessee, 58. Augie Henry, Oklahoma, 58. Sturton Oman, Tennessee, 58. Roger L. Williams, Tennessee, 58. Leland Speed, Mississippi, term expiring, 58. Nominations for Education Commission, Charles Harmon, Virginia, 58. Warren F. Jones, Tennessee, 58. Evan A. Reith, Texas, 58. George L. Johnson, Illinois, 58. Glenn Easton, Arizona, 56.
Christian Life Commission, Radio and Television Commission, Historical Commission, Lamar Jackson, Alabama.
Christian Life Commission, W. Barry Garrett, 1958. John P. Oates, Maryland, 1958. John L. Phillips, Illinois, 1958. Henley Barnett, Kentucky, 1958. G.C. Hodge, Mississippi, 1958. Alton Green, New Mexico, 1958. R.O. Barker, South Carolina, 1958. W. Howard Lee, Virginia, 1958. Brooks Hayes, Arkansas, 1957. Local, Mrs. A. Roy Green, Tennessee, 1958. Paul Sanders, Tennessee, 1958. Mrs. Albert McClellan, Tennessee, 1958. Dewey R. Roach, Tennessee, 1956. Radio and Television Commission, Edgar M. Arendall, Alabama, 1958. William P. Davis, Mississippi, 1958. Robert S. Kerr, Oklahoma, 1958. D. M. Rivers, South Carolina, 1958. Loyal Pryor, Virginia, 1958. E.W. Price, North Carolina, 1958. At large, Paul Aiken, Georgia, 1958. Wilton E. Hall, South Carolina, 1958. J. T. Ford, Alabama, 1958. J. H. Landis, Texas, 1958. Thomas Hicks Shelton, Kentucky, 1957. The Historical Commission, Kenneth G. Hall, Illinois, 1958. Leo T. Chrisman, Kentucky, 1958. Miss Nell Davidson, Louisiana, 1958. Elma F. Ruark, Maryland, 1958. C.B. Hamlet III, Mississippi, 1958. J.T. Ellis, Missouri, 1958. Luther D. Mitchell, New Mexico, 1958. Local, J. Chalmers Cowan, Tennessee, 1958. Richard N. Owen, Tennessee, 1958.
Making our last report, American Baptist Theological Seminary, Brotherhood, Public Affairs, and Committee on Order of Business, LaFon Campbell, South Carolina.
Nominations for the American Baptist Theological Seminary, B. Frank Collins, Tennessee, 1958, Herbert C. Gabhart, Tennessee, 1958, C. DeWitt Matthews, Georgia, 1958, Frank Stagg, Louisiana, 1958, Holding Board, J.B. Sylvest, Alabama, 1958, Richard B. Sims, Tennessee, 1958, Thomas B. Wells, Tennessee, 1956. Nominations for the Brotherhood Commission, Percy Smith, Arizona, 1958, Fred Carter, Arkansas, 1958, Clarence W. Hendershot, District of Columbia, 1958, Stedman Burgess, Georgia, 1958, J. Allen Beck, Jr., Maryland, 1958, W. L. Williams, South Carolina, 1958, Playford Davis, Illinois, 1956. The Local Committee, J. F. Hamilton, Tennessee, 1958, Joe H. Rulock, Tennessee, 1958, R. L. Sherrick, Tennessee, 1958, M. F. Keithley, Sr., Tennessee, 1958. For the Public Affairs Committee, elected to 1 year only, W. Pope Benz, Chairman, Missouri, R. Alton Reed, Texas, Ernest F. Camel, Virginia, J. Walter Carpenter, District of Columbia, Baker James Coffin, Virginia, Ralph Cole, District of Columbia, Edward H. DeGroote, Jr., District of Columbia, Eldon W. Coach, Maryland, Mrs. George R. Martin, Virginia, A.C. Miller, Tennessee, Courts Redford, Georgia, Porter W. Ruth, Tennessee, George W. Schroeder, Tennessee, James L. Sullivan, Tennessee. The president of the convention is added to that group, Dr. Warren, Dr. Casper Warren. And the Committee on Order of Business, elected for 1 year only, W.E. Grandestaff, Oklahoma, S.A. Whitlow, Arkansas, James E. Davidson, Alabama, John E. Lawrence, North Carolina, Henry J. Stokes, Georgia, Merle A. Mitchell, Missouri, Harold G. Sanders, Chairman, Florida.
The other members of the committee giving invaluable aid and help, not present, Lloyd Honeycutt, Arkansas, Cersei Garrison, Georgia, Gordon Sansing, Mississippi, Clyde Balcom, North Carolina, J.C. Siegler, Oklahoma, W.L. Stigler, Tennessee, Dr. Porter and Bales, Texas is present. Edward H. Pruden, Washington, D.C. Mr. President, I move the adoption of the reports as given.
Motion is made and seconded that the reports be adopted as given. Those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, no. And the reports are adopted.
There's an emergency message for Howard M. McGinnis of Lenoir, North Carolina, at the information desk.
You will indulge the chair in reading of this telegram, which is addressed to me. I will give the full title because it is something you know. The Reverend J.W. Storer, D.D., President. Southern Baptist Convention, Dinner Key Auditorium. To all members of the Southern Baptist Convention meeting in Miami, I send warm greetings. I am particularly glad to know of your plans for a session devoted to the subject of the Christian home. My best wishes are yours for an inspiring gathering, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
I move that the president make suitable response.
The motion is made and seconded that the president of this convention send suitable response to the president of us all. Those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary minded, and it shall be done. Brother Burton, snatchers and snitches for our use tonight.
Do you have something?
We now come to the time for the Historical Commission, Norma W. Cox, Tennessee, Executive Secretary.
Brother President and brethren of the convention, the Historical Commission is delighted to present to you its annual report as published on pages 245-49 in the Book of Reports. There are no recommendations. We detail in that report the 15 steps of progress that characterized our work for the year 1954. Inasmuch as one-third of the time allotted is open for discussion or questions from the floor, we pause now to ask if there is anyone who has a question to ask or a discussion of the report to offer. To please do so before we use the balance of the time. There being none who offer either question or discussion, we want this morning to especially emphasize two important and vital features that are relevant to our work. One is our Dargan Carver Library. This library is the integrated library of the Sunday School Board and the Historical Commission. It came to be such because of the fact that our work so much overlapped and we were engaged so completely in a common task with respect to so much we did, that it was a part of wisdom, we felt, to integrate our holdings in this field. The Sunday School Board has been represented by an operating director, first Dr. Clifton J. Allen, and now Dr. Harold Ingram, and I've represented the Historical Commission as its operating director. It is a beautiful partnership which is proving to be wonderfully fruitful to the cause for which it was created. I'm happy this morning to present to you my colleague, Dr. Harold Ingram, who is the operating director for the Dargan Carver Library of the Sunday School Board. He will speak to us regarding our library now. Dr. Ingram.
Dr. Cox, Mr. President and friends, a unique partnership and a major library. That's what we have in this Dargan Carver Library, which occupies the fifth floor of the administration building of the Sunday School Board. It's already able to serve in its particular field all of the agencies and institutions of our convention and of our states, as well as the churches, the pastors, other leaders, and students. Dargan and Carver are certainly highly honored names among us. The last ministry of Dr. E.C. Dargan was as the editorial secretary of the Sunday School Board. And at his death, he bequeathed
his personal library, which became the nucleus for a working library to serve the editors, lesson writers, and other workers of the Sunday School Board in the field of its publication work. Dr. W.O. Carver, in addition to his great outstanding ministry as seminary professor in other realms, served for a number of years as the chairman of the Southern Baptist Convention Historical Society. And during these years accumulated a rather large collection of basic historical materials. When by the action of this convention, the Historical Society became the Historical Commission with a budget enabling the election of an executive secretary and the establishment of an office, God led to the election of Dr. Norman W. Cox as the executive secretary of the Historical Commission, for which we all ought to be grateful. For he is certainly uniquely qualified and completely dedicated to the work of making us history conscious and to the collection of materials in this field and the leadership of this great work. The Historical Commission and the Sunday School Board, under the leadership of Dr. Cox and Dr. T.L. Harcum, pooled their library materials and adopted the name, the Dargan Carver Library. The Sunday School Board furnished the equipment, the housing, and furnishes the working force for the operation of the library. The Historical Commission furnishes guidance and counsel and is constantly collecting additional materials and is leading in an expanding service from this library to our whole constituency. The library is well equipped up to the very best library requirements, and its operation is on the highest professional basis. Miss Helen Conger, a library science graduate from Peabody College, is the library. There are over 28,000 volumes in the library at the present time, mostly in the religious, educational, and historical fields. They have over 50,000 pamphlets, including state convention minutes and associational minutes. There are over 10,000 volumes of periodicals, including many of our state denominational paper files. There is a microfilm department with over 2 million pages of materials, and this file is being increased at the rate of 750,000 pages a year. Libraries and other sources from all over America and beyond are freely granting the loan of precious materials for microfilming. And all on film already, we have materials, including letters and the personal handwriting of Roger Williams and William Carey and many others, as well as a full and complete file of, well, say, the Baptist Standard of Texas from its beginnings through 1954, and many other like precious materials. The major services of this library are one, to the staff, the editors, the lesson writers, and the other workers of the Sunday School Board. Two, it offers resource materials to students and leaders who come from all areas to do historical research work. And three, it is rapidly becoming a repository containing adequate information about Baptists for ourselves and for all the world. Our history, our contributions, our present extent, and our needs. In 1953, after having gotten started, 96 graduate students and history writers with major assignments found in this library materials to engage their attention from 3 days to 9 months. And in 1954, this number increased to 200. In person and by mail, inquirers are coming in ever-increasing numbers because they're finding concentrated in this library the resources they need. We're therefore happy in the unique partnership the Historical Commission and the Southern School Board working together in building what is already an outstanding research and working library, and which may well become the most complete and adequate library of its kind in all the world. We hope you'll use it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ingram. And now we're very happy to present to you Dr. Clifton J. Allen, the chairman of the editorial committee of an Encyclopedia of Southern Baptist. Dr. Allen.
Dr. Cox, in August 1952, the Historical Commission instructed its executive secretary, Dr. Cox, to explore the possibility of the publication of an Encyclopedia of Southern Baptists, and if deemed wise, to try to work out a plan to bring such a project to consummation. This idea had sprung up in the creative mind of Dr. Cox and members of the Historical Commission as they considered the urgent need of Southern Baptists to understand better their historical heritage and to interpret their genius and life to others. This need had been keenly felt by professors of church history, by the librarians in our theological seminaries, by denominational leaders, and by many others who have known something of the forces and movements which have affected Southern Baptist life and who have appreciated our mission in today's world. A review of the development of this idea is important and itself interesting. Acting upon the instruction of the Historical Commission, Dr. Cox called together a representative group in Nashville in October 1952. The need for an encyclopedia was obvious. The matter was presented by correspondence to 300 Southern Baptist leaders. On the basis of their hearty encouragement, the matter was later presented to a group meeting in Oklahoma City in connection with a joint conference of the Promotion Committee of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. This group voted to ask the respective agencies and conventions to appoint a representative on a general committee. This committee met in June 1953, reviewed the matter, and then ask a small subcommittee to explore it further and make recommendations.
Dr. Allen.
Dr. Cox, in August 1952, the Historical Commission instructed its executive secretary, Dr. Cox, to explore the possibility of the publication of an Encyclopedia of Southern Baptists, and if deemed wise, to try to work out a plan to bring such a project to consummation. This idea had sprung up in the creative mind of Dr. Cox and members of the Historical Commission as they considered the urgent need of Southern Baptists to understand better their historical heritage and to interpret their genius and life to others. This need had been keenly felt by professors of church history, by the librarians in our theological seminaries, by denominational leaders, and by many others who have known something of the forces and movements which have affected Southern Baptist life and who have appreciated our mission in today's world. A review of the development of this idea is important and itself interesting. Acting upon the instruction of the Historical Commission, Dr. Cox called together a representative group in Nashville in October 1952. The need for an encyclopedia was obvious. The matter was presented by correspondence to 300 Southern Baptist leaders. On the basis of their hearty encouragement, the matter was later presented to a group meeting in Oklahoma City in connection with a joint conference of the Promotion Committee of the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. This group voted to ask the respective agencies and conventions to appoint a representative on a general committee. This committee met in June 1953, reviewed the matter, and then ask a small subcommittee to explore it further and make recommendations. The matter was later approved in principle, and the committee was organized to carry the project forward. It created small executive and editorial committees, elected Dr. Norman W. Cox as the managing editor. In June 1954, the committee approved a general plan of specifications. and a general editorial procedure. In December 1954, the committee, along with editorial representatives of the various agencies and conventions, reviewed the whole plan of work, evaluated practical factors, and committed itself to the hard work of getting the material ready according to a schedule. I have reviewed this procedure or this history for a purpose. You will see that the Encyclopedia of Southern Baptists had its origin in a responsible agency of this convention. You will observe that it was studied for an extended period by a cross-section of Southern Baptist leadership. You will note also that it is a cooperative undertaking. Where are we now in this project? All agencies and state conventions have committed themselves to full participation, have accepted the obligation involved, and have appointed responsible persons to obtain the copy. In nearly all cases, the editorial representatives of the agencies and conventions have turned in a recommended list of monograph subjects and writers. The manuscripts are to be completed by June of next year. It is hoped that the encyclopedia may be published in two volumes in 1957. It will be published by Broadman Press. From the beginning, a worthy concept of this encyclopedia has been kept in mind. It must be true to fact. It must be historically accurate. It must recover and record the history of our forefathers. It must be an objective appraisal of the forces and movements which have given form to our life. It must be an authentic interpretation of our beliefs and our works. But at the same time, it must help us to see ourselves as we are and as we have been. It must portray achievement without boasting and failure without condemnation. It must help us to know our weaknesses as well as our strengths. It must help others to see us with true perspective, to understand the limitations of our witness as well as the essence of our genius. Let us see in this encyclopedia a challenge to our total constituency and our total mission. Let it remind us of our debt to heroic spirits who have preceded us. Even more, let it remind us of the favor and mercy of God. Therefore, let it create in us a becoming humility. God grant that it will preserve us against bigotry, and may God make it the source of a stronger unity in the beliefs which we cherish and a greater fidelity to our world mission.
Thank you very much, Dr. Allen. I want to say one additional word about the encyclopedia, and that is that truly the Lord has wrought a miracle in that every single state convention, Woman's Missionary Union, and each of the agencies of the Southern Baptist Convention, together with its executive committee, have approved officially cooperation, have accepted their share of the work and the expense, and we are witnessing in the developments that have come so splendidly and smoothly a magnificent demonstration of the strength of so many of the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention in endeavoring to provide for us an encyclopedia of our own life that will be of inestimable value to us through the years to come. This last word. At Ridgecrest, July 7th, 14th, and Glorieta, August 1824, we're going to have two great history conferences. They're to be led by Dr. W.W. Barnes. The subjects of these conferences are five crises in the life of Southern Baptists. The crisis of Campbellism, the crisis of anti-missionism, the crisis of method, the crisis of landmarkism, the crisis of 1865 to 1895. Thank you and God bless you. We move the adoption of the report.
Motion is made and seconded that the report be adopted. Those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. And the report is adopted.
Emergency messages for James A. Smith, Jonesboro, Arkansas.
W.W. Herring, Aurora, Mississippi. Ray L. Cumbie, C-U-M-B-E-E. Report to the information desk. The newly elected vice presidents of the convention are requested on the platform, John Haldeman, Kyle M. Yates. The registration at this moment is 10,923.
That's a good registration coming so far and so near to the time for the meeting in London. I'd wondered whether the brethren would come here or detour to London. We come now to the time for the Chaplain's Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention to make its report. Brother O.M. Sigler, Chairman of that commission, will be in charge. Please.
Brother President and my friends, the report of the commission written by Dr. Alfred Carpenter, our director, is found on pages 134, 135. This report carries no recommendation. Therefore, for the conservation of time, I make the motion that the report be adopted.
Motion is made and seconded that the report be adopted. Do you wish to vote on that? Those in favor will please say aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Brother Sigler.
I'm sure that you would like to have a word regarding our director, Dr. Alfred Carpenter, who is unable to be present because of illness. He was stricken March the 24th and went to the Georgia Baptist Hospital, remained there for 6 weeks. For the past 2 weeks, he's been back home and is making nice improvement. The doctors say as rapidly as they could expect to have. They hope that by the 1st of June, he'll be able to return at least for part of the day to his office, and by the opening of the fall, will be able to be back in harness again. Since he is not here, I want you to know the members of our commission who give themselves unstintedly to the work of the commission. You know them personally, but we want you to know them as members of this commission. So as their names are called, I'll ask that they'll please stand and be recognized. Dr. Courts Redford, the Executive Secretary of our Home Mission Board. Thank you. Dr. Frank Garrison, the Associate Executive Secretary of our Home Mission Board. Thank you. Dr. W.A. Duncan, the pastor of the First Baptist Church, East Point, Georgia, and former member of our Home Mission Board and president of the board. Dr. Dick Hall, the pastor of the First Baptist Church, Decatur, Georgia, and a former chairman of this commission. Dr. Hall is in a committee meeting and unable to be here. And Dr. Bertram King, the pastor of the Moreland Avenue Baptist Church of Atlanta, who is unable to attend. Then I would like to present the one who makes the wheels turn in the office there, Miss Kathleen Lewis, who is the office secretary. With these, I'd like to also recognize, or that we would recognize, Chaplain Dow Hurd from the Veteran Hospital Division, if you'll stand. Chaplain James A. Kelly was with us from the Navy Department. He had to return to Washington last night, unable to be here. But now we'd like to stand these chaplains on the platform who represent varied divisions of the service in chaplaincy. If they'll stand and be recognized. Our commission feels that the past year has been one of our best years, and that has been true in many respects. We have endorsed 224 chaplains for the varied branches of service. We have at the present time 458 chaplains on active duty and 405 chaplains in reserve. It's our concern to keep our quotas filled all the time. At the present time, we are filled with active chaplains, but we have some vacancies in the matter of reserve chaplains. We have the desire to keep the reserve always equal to the active number so that in the case of any emergency, we'll be able to supply every department with ample and effective chaplains. We find that we have about one-third of these chaplains in forward areas. We certainly acknowledge and appreciate the contribution of our pastors and local churches, of our seminaries, in inspiring these men and encouraging them to respond to the call of this field of Christian ministry. Again, our past year has been unusual in the matter of contacts which we have made. We have visited at least 50% of the military installations during the year. We think we have contacted right at 70% of our chaplains in all areas. Dr. Carpenter, our director, is constantly on the move to these bases within our own country, and during the past year, he and the chairman made visits to the forward areas. Your speaker visited Europe, particularly in the interest of the chaplain's retreat at Ruechlikon, our seminary in Zurich, there for a retreat for 4 days, and while there, made contact with 21 different installations and contact with 92 chaplains, 57 of which were our Southern Baptist men. Last September and October, our director, Dr. Carpenter, visited the Orient and the Isles of the Pacific. He contacted 126 bases and 105 Southern Baptist chaplains. So we feel that we have made an unusual contribution in the fellowship and contact, and we trust encouragement of our representatives in these forward areas as well as those bases here in our own country. Again, we think our work has been outstanding in the number of retreats and assemblies which have been conducted. 5 retreats, 4 of them in this country, 1 at Southeastern Seminary, 1 at New Orleans, 1 at Southwestern, and the other at Golden Gate. And then the retreat, which I call your attention to, at Ruechlikon Seminary in Zurich, Switzerland. In these programs, we're always seeking to outline a plan that will be an inspiration and an encouragement, at the same time, an encouragement to tie in closely with our denominational activities. So we've had a good year in that respect. We are interested in providing literature, so 10,000 copies of the little book, New Life, written by 2 chaplains and written primarily for chaplains or men in the military to be given out by chaplains. We have provided that for our Southern Baptist chaplains. And we find that they're getting great response, and we are having many calls, and we know that other copies are going to have to be printed in the near future. We think our chaplains have made an unusual showing during the year in the matter of evangelism. More than 16,000 souls have been won by these approximately 450 chaplains. I think I'm correct when I say that is the finest record of any group of Christian workers within the bounds of our convention. Even excels our pastors or our missionaries at home or abroad in the matter of soul winning. And this is a record not only for the past year, but has been the record for the past 7 years. So we are encouraged with the fine spirit and fervent spirit of evangelism on the part of our chaplains in all the fields. Then again, we find that they have, in the forward areas, given not only a ministry to those in the military, but the families who have gone along with the military. We found yonder in Germany and France that many of the families were with the men and with the officers, and they had to have provision in the matter of religious guidance, and these chaplains are organizing Sunday schools and varied units so as to give them spiritual fellowship and spiritual growth while they're living yonder in the forward areas. Then those officers in these areas say that these men are the finest contributors to the building of goodwill and the spirit of internationalism in these forward areas. They say that the chaplains take the lead and call the others to cooperation and building an understanding among the nations where they are at work. So we are deeply appreciative of all that these chaplains are doing and the cooperation which you are giving so as to make the work most effective. Now I want us to meet a representative of each of the branches and to have just a word from each of these representatives. They'll understand that they have only 1 minute, and so we'll hear from these representatives. First, we'll hear from Chaplain Boston, who is a chaplain with the local Veterans Hospital.
Thank you, and greetings to the Southern Baptists. It's a pleasure as a representative of the Veterans Administration to bring thanks to the denomination for your cooperation with the military, providing chaplains in every branch of the service. We want to thank you for the spirit of our denominational atmosphere that has been conducive to inspiring young men to enter the chaplaincy. As such, so that for the last 12 years, we have operated our quota right up to its par. And there has not been a break for need of a chaplain and enter the services or the VA work of your denomination. We are grateful to have this pleasure of saying thank you to you, our Southern Baptists, for your fine cooperation, not only in furnishing chaplains, but in furnishing us good literature, publication through our home board, and conference leadership and good leadership from our offices and headquarters down. God's blessings and richest blessings on you. Greetings.
Chaplain Walter Adams of the Army.
I want to say a word of appreciation for these consecrated men that serve on our Chaplain's Commission. These men, without any compensation other than a job well done for the glory of God, meet at least once a month and many more times a month to process the many applications for our chaplains. Because of their consecrated work, your chaplains in the service represent the highest standards possible. These men also back us chaplains up. Therefore, I want to say thank you to Dr. Siegler and all of his associates for the chaplains and for Southern Baptists.
Chaplain Jim Rittenhouse of the Navy.
Thank you, sir. I bring you a greeting from Chaplain Jim Kelly, who had to return to Washington, and from the Chief of the Bureau of Personnel and the Chief of Chaplains for the U.S. Navy. I'm happy to say that I have been allotted 1 minute, and I want to take that time to express my appreciation and your appreciation and all of the chaplains' appreciation, I'm sure, for Dr. Alfred Carpenter. Dr. Carpenter said of the chaplains during World War II, "Our chaplains led Southern Baptists in one of the greatest soul-winning and missionary movements ever known to the denomination. That could not have been possible without you, without Dr. Carpenter, nor without the three basic drives that we have. First of all, the love of Christ, the love of our people, and the love of our work. Dr. Carpenter has shown that love in so many ways, and I would like to express for all of us to Dr. Carpenter our appreciation for his constant cooperation with the Commission and his unstinted devotion and his constant concern and visitation to the chaplains all over the world and to the influence that he has shown in Washington. And Chaplain Kelly himself can attest to that fact. Thank you very much."
And Chaplain Warren E. Ferguson of the Air Force.
I want to challenge Southern Baptists to go forward in the work with men of the military service as we seek to advance in home missions, foreign missions, and all other areas of our activity. Our Southern Baptists preach that the only freedom for the soul of the individual can come from a faith in Christ, a faith that saves from sin and gives freedom to every individual heart. Our people in America believe in the freedom of the peoples of the world, and because of this essential requirement that we protect freedom in the world, we ask you to examine again in their context the prophecies of Isaiah and Micah concerning the days when the swords should be beat into plowshares and the spears into pruning hooks, and then examine in its context the stand of America for freedom in a world where there is no peace. In the days of these great prophets, they had to say the time is not yet when this can be. In this day of turmoil in the world, we have to say the time is not here yet, and there must be the existence of the sword along by the plowshare and the spear along by the pruning hook. But we love freedom and we want to protect your freedom. Therefore, we challenge you to pray for us as chaplains and to pray for the men of your military service that we may uphold freedom and protect freedom. Think of the men of your service as those who guarantee for you the opportunity to go into all the world with your mission program, and let us advance for the cause of Christ to bring freedom to the hearts of men through faith in Christ throughout all the world.
We thank each of these men. They have sounded the right note, I'm sure. We would have you understand that our commission is greatly concerned that it shall have an aggressive program. We deeply appreciate the progress of our convention in every avenue of activity, our Foreign Mission Board, our Home Mission Board, our Sunday School Board, and now we want that the chaplain's program shall walk along in the spirit of progress and advancement, along with the accomplishment of these other agencies. We thank you most sincerely.
Brother President, I'm sure we do all appreciate Dr. Carpenter, and we're grateful that he is being restored to health by the blessing of God. I move you, Brother President, that the Secretary of our convention send a telegram of greeting and express our love and our hope and prayer that he will be recovered entirely, returned to his work soon.
You've heard the motion as made and seconded. Those in favor will please say aye. Contrary-minded, and it will be sent as you have requested. We come now to the next item, which is special music. Brother Heron.
While we're waiting for our Louisiana College male chorus to come in, let's all stand and sing a hymn. Number 41, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. We love the gospel songs, but let's not forget our responsibility to sing some hymns also. All right. All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall, bring forth God your diadem and crown him love. Bring forth God your diadem and crown him. seated. Now the choir, Louisiana State, Louisiana College, with Professor Blanchard as their director, I'm going to ask him to present the choir and their selections.
Sorry.